Grootes on SAFM.
Have you ever thought about how much time you spend looking at email? Do you spend a lot of time looking at email? Do you even know the email that you receive? Or does the email program, the email app, the Gmail, Yahoo, whatever it is, sort of decipher, siphon, filter the email for you? Have you ever even thought about it? Louise Kroch is Executive Head of Sales and Marketing at Evalytic. Louise, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Stephen. I'm delighted to be here with you this morning.
So there's a big report. You looked at 10 billion bulk emails. By bulk emails, do you mean spam, selling me something? Is that the kind of emails we're looking at here?
Look, our platform is a multi-channel communication platform, and you get all different types of entities using our platform to communicate to consumers and businesses on both marketing as well as business-critical communication.
Marketing and business-critical. Okay. So what happened during the pandemic? I mean, what happened to email, how we look at email, and for you, how we react to the emails we get?
It was very interesting for us. During the data that we analyzed, we realized there was a definite spike. Just as we went into lockdown, more people opened our emails, more people clicked on emails, and people were more interested in emails while they were at home in the lockdown. But then we obviously expected that maybe when we get out of the offices and more into our working environment and life as we knew it before the lockdown, that those trends and spikes might decline, but it didn't. It actually steadily increased even more than what we've ever seen before.
Really? Why is that? So people are getting an email and clicking on the link, or they're responding to it, or they're hitting reply more than they did.
Yeah, so our open rates increased from 2020 to 2022 with 17%. So this is people just opening, and then our click rates increased by 1%, and our click-to-open rates increased by 5%. So people are definitely, from 2020 to 2022, engaging more actively with the content that they're receiving. I do think the way that communicators and marketers are targeting their audiences with more relevant information plays a big role. As the consumer is evolving, the marketers and communicators are evolving with them and making sure that they're sending them information that's relevant to the users.
Does it also depend on, you know, what you start the email with, whether you have a picture, that kind of stuff? I mean, I know that people look at pictures. I mean, that's pretty much Twitter, unfortunately. But it also means that, you know, you sometimes have to wait for them to download. They use a lot more data, etc.
Yeah. People love pictures. So I think the big thing is what is in the subject line. People are getting more creative with subject lines. So that's where you hit the consumer or the business with why you are sending them communication. And then there's interesting stuff like GIFs and videos and stuff that is in the content that the consumer can engage more creatively with.
Does it get harder? I mean, you need to have a subject line that attracts attention. I mean, it's a bit like sort of, it's kind of like writing a headline for a news article, but with a different intention. Yes. Must it be getting harder and harder to sort of do that, you know, to stand out from the rest of the spam?
I think marketers and communicators are segmenting and having their databases managed in such a way that they really send content and information to people that want to receive that content. I think it's no longer that spray and pray and just bomb out a whole bunch of mails to anybody and everybody that's got an email address. It's about segmenting and targeting your database in such a way that you really communicate to people on content that they want to receive and engage with and that's relevant to them.
I must tell you,
and our tool allows for the segmentation and automation that really streamlines that targeted audience objective.
Okay. And I mean, I don't even know most of the emails I get. So I use Gmail. I think lots of people do. You know, it'll have my primary thing. That's for me. I get some press releases and things through it. There will be a social sector. In other words, you know, Twitter sending me an email, it's going there. And then there's, you know, spam or junk and stuff that just goes there. I don't think people realize how much email they're actually getting.
Yeah, I think obviously there is increased privacy settings on platforms like Gmail and Apple, but we still find that if the subject line or the communication that's sent through to the consumer or business is relevant to them, they will definitely engage with it. And we see then like industry performance across our database, like travel and hospitality. People do want to receive those emails. There's in line with revenge tourism, that's a big theme for this year. We've got 35.31% more open rates on our travel and tourism. So it might, to you, obviously you've got your preferences, but so does everybody else. And there's definitely, if the content's relevant, people open and click and engage with the content.
Louisa Kroch, thank you very much indeed. Executive Head of Sales and Marketing at Evolytic. How much time have you ever given to thinking about your email? This is SAFM.